Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Riles, your host of the new Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell. Our guest today on Voices is Slidell resident and coroner, Dr. Charles Preston. Dr. Preston served out the unexpired term of the former coroner and was recently elected unopposed for his first full time as a St. Tammany Parish coroner. Welcome, Dr. Preston. We appreciate your being with us here today.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you having me.
Dr. Preston, I have been absolutely amazed at the numerous and various responsibilities of your office. I guess like many people in the community, I thought the work of the coroner was limited to determining the cause of death. But it seems like there's so much more than that in serving our community. Your office has been as interested in the living and the quality of life as in the death of our citizens. Can you help us to better understand the intended scope and assignment of the coroner's office in St. Tammany Parish?
Absolutely. You know, you're absolutely right. A lot of people think that all the coroner does is to investigate the few murders that happen in St. Tammany Parish a year. But the Constitution really sets forth the duties of the coroner, and there are really four main duties.
Okay.
The first and primary goal of coroners and medical examiners throughout the country is death investigation.
Okay.
In Louisiana, we are also tasked with the investigation of sexual assault or the designation for someone to investigate and examine those victims.
Okay.
We also have a role in mental health. And then there's the administration of the office, the keeping the lights on, the budgets written, the politics of politics, if you will.
Oh, my. So it requires multiple skill sets to make it happen.
It really does, and I think that was one of the things where I felt like I really fit into this office because my background is an emergency physician. We really dealt with many of these things, including death investigation. I performed sexual assault examinations. We saw a lot of psychiatric patients through the emergency department and determined who needed to be committed and who didn't need to be committed. And then, of course, I also own a business in Slidell, and so I had some background in the administration of running a business.
Absolutely.
And dealing with budgets.
Absolutely.
Having said that, I've really striven over the last few years to go beyond just the constitutional mandates and to become engaged in more activities, just like you said, to improve the quality of life in St. Tammany Parish. I think everybody appreciates what a big issue mental health is in our parish and throughout the country. And so I've been involved in a few efforts, specifically the St. Tammany Behavioral Health Task Force.
Okay.
And the Safe Haven Task Force, which are really designed to reestablish a new way to deliver mental health care more efficiently in St. Tammany Parish. I also sit on a few committees, the Community Action Agency Advisory Board that helps people who need assistance with rent or utilities or food on a short-term basis. We participate in the St. Tammany Commission on Families. I try and be as many places and engaged with the community as I possibly can.
Well, that's awesome. The quality of life issues, we talk about it as a quality of life, but when you start talking about suicide prevention and sexual assault and things like that, these are areas I would assume that if left unchecked and if we didn't address them, then we are coming back to our misconception of all the coroner does is deal with death. That by improving the quality of life, it stops a lot of unintended consequences.
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, it's always been a mystery why the suicide rate in St. Tammany has been relatively high to other communities, not only in the state of Louisiana, but in the United States. In 2015, I did an extensive analysis of the suicides in 2014, and we looked at the usual sorts of factors, you know, the age, the race, the gender, whether they had a previous psychiatric history, whether they were being treated with psychiatric medicines. And then we went a little bit further and tried to analyze other factors like uh-huh. psychosocial stress. Was there an encounter with the criminal justice system? And we really came up with some interesting data that help us kind of identify the people who are at risk and try and get the message to them that there's hope and that there's help. You know, help in terms of the National Suicide Lifeline, and now there's a new teen text crisis line because teens probably feel more comfortable communicating through text than through voice. But my kind of consistent message is, when you're feeling hopeless, when you feel like there's no tomorrow, there is, pick up the phone, not the gun. Because again, some of these times, you know, just a moment of bad judgment, of course, ends a life and creates a lifetime of tragedy for survivors to live with.
Well, you know, I see you putting out many, I'll call them programs for something, for lack of a better term, but the reality is you're going to the people with these things. You're delivering a service to them. I'm thinking specifically about the meetings that were held in Mandeville recently, the community meetings. I know you participated in those meetings. Had a lot to do with bringing it together. So delivering the message is more than just putting a note in the paper or a voice on a radio. It's really getting out where the people are, where the hurting people are, and trying to, I'll use the word, minister to them personally.
I think that's a really good point. You know, last weekend I was a volunteer at the Special Olympics in Hammond.
Wonderful. And
they gave us a T-shirt and it said, you know, life is a contact sport. And I thought, you know, that's the coroner's job. The coroner's job is a contact sport. You have to have hands on. You have to go to where people are. I've attended a few of these community meetings, and there are some more in the future that I'll be attending that really are an attempt to go to the people and deliver the message to where it really needs to be. The frank reality, and we discussed this in Mandeville, government cannot solve every problem. And that's where the faith community becomes very, very important, where family and friends, you know, solutions to these problems happen within the arm length of who you can give a hug to.
Awesome response to some very difficult issues. What are some of the other issues that your office deals with, some of the other areas that that we should be aware of?
Well, I think probably one of the biggest things that people don't understand is how the coroner's office interfaces in the mental health issues. And it really interfaces in two ways. The first is any reliable affiant, so any person who feels like they know somebody that may be suicidal, homicidal, or so gravely disabled from psychiatric disease or drug addiction that they can't manage themselves from day to day. Mm-hmm. Those people can come to this office and sign an affidavit and get what's called an order for protective custody.
Really?
Our office will issue that order. It then goes to the sheriff's department, and the sheriff will send deputies and pick that person up and take them to a hospital for evaluation, see if they fit those criteria. If they're deemed to be a danger to themselves, a danger to others, or gravely disabled, the physician there in the emergency room will execute what's called a physician's emergency certificate, and it essentially is an involuntary commitment for up to 72 hours for psychiatric evaluation. During that 72 hours, a deputy coroner from my office will see that person and evaluate them to see if they in fact meet those criteria. One of the things I'm very proud of is now the deputy coroners that do that work are all psychiatrists. So it's
awesome.
It's a very, very important step forward that they unfortunately sometimes this is the first time they're seen by a psychiatrist is when they're seen by the psychiatrist from the coroner's office. But again, if they feel they meet those criteria, then they can commit them involuntarily for up to 15 days. Again, one of the things that's happening here in St. Tammany Parish under the direction of Parish President Pat Brister is that we're trying to develop the Safe Haven Project out at the old Southeast Hospital campus,
okay,
where instead of going to the emergency room, people can be taken there to get a psychiatric evaluation. And oftentimes, you know, it's somebody who has a pre-existing illness and they've just stop taking their medications for whatever reason. And so if we can just de-escalate the crisis, get them back on their medication, then we can get them back in the community where they really belong and where, of course, we want everybody to be able to be in their own homes and be contributing members of the community.
Well, you know, this aggressive action towards helping people at what I maybe we'll call it the worst day of their life, when these people are in depression, when these people have an issue and they can't do for themselves, that you're there to do what even the family can't do. That's a pretty neat program. Are there any other programs similar to that that you've done through your office that I'd like to know about?
Well, I think there are two other programs that I'm very, very proud of. And, of course, one of them is the Coroner's Chaplaincy Corps. Very early on, I recognized that, just like you say, we deal with people in the worst days of their life. And it was actually one of the people who was involved in the St. Tammany Outreach for the Prevention of Suicide, and I was taking a Safe Talk course with them, and she said that they had a program where they send advocates to the victims of suicide so that the families can talk to them, because the police show up and the coroner's office shows up, and as soon as we load the body and we go away, the tape is cut down and the families are left. And I recognized that that didn't happen just in the case of suicide, but that happened in the case of every sudden and unexpected death. And so I was able to reach out to the pastoral community and establish a corps of chaplains who have done a magnificent job of being there after the van leaves, of being there to just have an open ear and a loving heart to talk to families and to kind of walk them through the process. Oftentimes, even people who have their own church family, those people are not immediately available, and the chaplains really fill a very, very, very important role. I've been especially happy to see how they, in fact, are working with the St. Tammany Outreach for the Prevention of Suicide. So in the case of a suicide, you really may have the caseworker from STOPS and the chaplain, and they've been very good at working together and trying to help people through just, as you say, the worst day of their life. The coroners never come when it's a good day.
With the positive things you're doing to prevent those days, you said there were two programs. Is there another?
And the other program is we recently started the sexual assault forensic examining nurse who will examine the victims of sexual assault. And very similar to the chaplain corps, we've established a corps of medical advocates who are volunteers who go into the hospitals where the victims are, and they will stay with them throughout the course of their examination and really through the process, and will help them go through the interviews with the police and into court. And again, these are just loving people who are volunteering their time to do good for the community. So I'm just very excited at the number of people who commit their time to the coroner's office just because it's the right thing to do.
With your leadership and with your encouragement and reaching out so many places in the community, it's easy for me to look and to say that St. Tammany is a better place to be, better place to live because of you and the leadership that you provide to your department.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Preston. Is there anything else that you would like to add for our listeners today?
Well, I just want to thank you for providing this great service, and I appreciate all that you've done to help support the coroner's office.
Well, we are so happy to support you and these many programs that you do to benefit the citizens of St. Tammany Parish.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning into Voices today here on Grace Radio. We also want to hear from you. You can call us at 985-250-1037 to leave a comment, or you can send us a text. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, that is Grace Radio of Slidell, and leave us a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible gifts to help support this station. And again, you can call us or send a text to 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now, Slidell. Join us again for the Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.